Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You heard it first. You heard it right. It is Veterans Day, and we thank all of our veterans for their service. 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Lot to talk about. Trump's picks for these folks that are going to be surrounding him, important positions. We'll talk about that a little bit. But apparently, Pompeo is out.
Yep.
Which is kind of a surprise, and yeah. I guess there's a little something with Roger Jr. again. He doesn't like Pompeo.
Or Don Jr.
What did I say, Roger Jr.?
I don't know who Roger is.
Who's Roger?
Who's Roger?
Roger Trump. Roger that.
Mr. Rogers? I don't know.
I don't know where that came from. Wow. it's supposed to be a holiday. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be here on a holiday, but we usually do work veterans.
We sacrifice.
We want to be here.
It's a lot easier than the sacrifice our veterans have made. So,
absolutely.
So, anyway, yeah, Don Jr. didn't like Pompeo, allegedly, theoretically, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley, yeah, she went a little too far with Trump when they were running against each other. Yeah. She tried to make amends. She did it, but for Trump, you know, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the beginning and end of it. So, we'll see what some of his picks are, but already his chief of staff is a woman. Never before. This is another unprecedented move with a lefty media. Give him big kudos, and wow. No, they won't. And he doesn't need it, or nor does he care. And he didn't pick her because she's a woman. He picked her because he thinks she's going to be awesome on the job.
Yep.
Ugh. I know.
Wait a minute. You mean we don't select our leadership based on their color or their gender or that kind of, really?
You shouldn't pick anybody that way. You should pick the best person for the job.
That's crazy.
Whether they're representing your company, your country, your ideology, furthering your agenda and goals as leader of the free world, you want the best person for the job. Turns out they're male, great. Female, great. Doesn't matter what color their skin is or anything else.
Can you imagine? And it just struck me, and I know it's going to sound totally weird, but it's like when I think about when Obama came out and talked about their brothers, you know, kind of making them feel bad and like whatever if they don't vote for Kamala. Can you imagine if somebody came out and said, you whiteys better vote for Donald Trump? I mean, would that have been considered the most racist thing in your life? I mean, talk about hypocrisy.
Well, if they said it to lefties, if they said it to liberal, suburbanite women, yeah, they would have been all kinds of crying.
Yeah.
But look, these aren't new theories and thoughts I came up with. There was this guy that came around, I don't know, and I was just a little baby.
Yeah, yeah.
MLK Jr., Martin Luther King.
Yeah, heard of him. Yeah.
Judge each other by the content of your color, not by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin.
What a concept.
I know.
Maybe the lefties never heard of Martin Luther King Jr. and they don't really know what he said.
I always thought it was interesting. I said, how are they going to rectify that in DEI? How are they going to do it? And they just kind of forgot about MLK's teaching, kind of pushed that to the side because they had that whole new idea that, hey, man, white people are oppressors by their very nature. Black people are the oppressed by their nature, and it's awful, and I guess the best thing you can do is just complain about it and hate.
So you can name a street after him, and you're willing to take off work, but you won't actually like do what the guy suggested that you should do in life.
Apparently not, which I thought,
that's an odd thing.
Well, again,
yeah.
Those that point the finger and say, you're the dividers, they seem to be the ones actually dividing. An official from FEMA instructed hurricane relief workers to skip over the homes of supporters of Trump. You see a Trump sign, go there. From FEMA?
Wow.
An official from FEMA. Did you see the story breaking, I think, over the weekend? It's one of those things where
reacting,
when you first see it, you're like, okay, this is clearly going to be an exaggeration. This is a made-up thing. Who in their right mind, whatever. And I believe she had it in some sort of a, wasn't it in a memo or outlined in some way? I thought it was in written form. It wasn't just somebody what told.
Yeah.
Marnie Washington, FEMA supervisor, reportedly informed hurricane relief workers, verbally and in a group chat.
Okay.
To avoid homes advertising Trump in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton.
Unreal.
Wow.
Unreal.
And there was more than one. There were several government workers that came forward and told the Daily Wire, for instance. The government employees explained to the outlet that as a result of the guidance, at least 20 homes with Trump signs or flags in Lake Placid, Florida, had been skipped. As a result, residents did not have an opportunity to qualify for FEMA assistance.
Wow.
Didn't have the opportunity. FEMA came and went. The government employees told the Daily Wire that at least 20 homes were skipped that had Trump signs, and that was the end of October and into November due to the guidance, meaning they were not given the opportunity to qualify for FEMA assistance. Images shared with the Daily Wire show that houses were skipped over by the workers who wrote in the government system messages such as Trump sign, no entry per leadership. So
wow. Well, they went it on their back, did they?
Correct.
So
they were
smart
enough to at least do that. The Daily Wire noted that the government employees had been part of the Department of Homeland Security surge capacity force team and had volunteered to assist FEMA, which was understaffed in the aftermath of a second major hurricane. One government employee explained to the outlet that they knew FEMA had been short-staffed. The government employees thought that they could go help and make a difference.
Wow.
And then they were instructed to discriminate against people. Wow. That is, yep, we thought we could go and help and make a difference, one said. When we got there, we were told to discriminate against people. It's almost unbelievable to think that somebody in the federal government would think that's okay.
Amazing.
They know it's not okay.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's the, and this isn't even the ends justify the means. I mean, if people have a Trump sign on their lawn, they're going to vote for Trump. And if they don't get federal assistance, that might even actually turn out to be more reason to vote for Trump. It's like, wait, we had damage and nobody even came and knocked on our door. What's going on here? The outlet noted that the government employees serving as FEMA helpers were instructed to skip helping homes with those signs. This is in Highlands County, Florida. So it's like middle of the state, but down toward the central south, but north of Lake Okeechobee. And that area is a deep red area to begin with. Wow. FEMA and the Biden-Harris administration received criticism from residents in western North Carolina in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene's damage, in which communities there and southwestern Virginia, Georgia, Florida, and eastern Tennessee were left without electricity or cell phone service, had roads wiped away. They faced devastation from the heavy rains and the flooding. Residents in the town of Bat Cave told the New York Post that they had been left to fend for themselves and were primarily responsible for the cleanup in the aftermath of the hurricane, adding that they did not care if FEMA came by. Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Look,
it really is.
We know that people have an agenda. We know that people that are not good people will let that seep into their ability to do their jobs properly. But this is just beyond the pale. But I guess we shouldn't be that surprised by it. Yeah. I mean, here you have the lefty media and some lefty politicians calling Trump Hitler. So if you went back to, you know, 1938, 39, 40, 41, and someone said, you're voting for Hitler? You're crazy, dude. So some people, I guess, bought into that kind of absolutely evil rhetoric, evil on many different levels. Yep, we need some healing. We need people to come together. And we need a bunch of people fired, because you should never work for somebody who's supposed to be rendering aid and you're discriminating. And it doesn't matter who you're discriminating against. Unacceptable on every level.
Absolutely.
And that's bugging me. So what's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You don't want to be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So much to talk about.
An armed society.
There's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Another beautiful day. Enjoy. And good morning. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month. And we're here with you live. And probably if we're here live, there might be something bugging you. And that's what we're going to do right now. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. First off, I want to give a huge shout out to all those who have served and are still serving our great country. God bless all you veterans out there. And what's bugging me this morning is the, oh, we need to feel sorry for Kamala that you're seeing all over. It's like, look, we had to tolerate 4 years of Joe Biden. That, there's nobody could have ever done that, but we did it. So quit your crying. Put your tissues up. I mean, all she did for the people was get drunk and wave at them. I mean, and they're making it sound like she's changed the world by running. It's aggravating me, but I'll get over it.
One of the main things she did that's very irritating is she completely lied through her face about the condition of Joe Biden. And,
oh, yeah.
And the purpose of that really went on to not serve her well. She should have been honest.
And when questioned on it, she just hop, skipped, and jumped around it.
Because if she was honest about it, maybe they would have had him step down. She would have became the president, and she would have went from there. But, if she's never in political life again, I don't have to mention her name. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
And not hear that cackle.
Yes. Let's go to Sherry. What's, no, no. Let's go to Mary. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the fact that the representatives are not fighting for our Second Amendment to be wholly restored. It has been infringed. This is one of the things that we have fought for in our wars to defend ourselves. It's a defense against a tyrannical government, and I don't like being sold on this thing called the Birna. I have no intention of buying one of those things. If you fire that in close quarters, you're going to feel the effects of the tear gas or whatever it is, too.
Yeah, I mean, on a positive note, when we spoke to Governor DeSantis, I kind of threw it in there. I go, tell you the truth, I'd rather have open carry than weed. And he said, well, you just might get that in next session. That's about the most positive that I've heard on that particular subject. So, yeah, 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. First, I want to give a shout-out to all the vets out there. I hope you all have a wonderful Veterans Day. Enjoy this beautiful day. And secondly, I want to say that I watched Jonathan Carl on This Week yesterday, and just another anecdotal story, little anecdotal point about how the legacy media is not a news. They are a propaganda for the Democrat machine. And this is how Jonathan Carl opened his monologue yesterday. He said, democracy worked even if the outcome is a threat to democracy. That's how he opened his monologue talking about the election outcome. You know, they're not a news channel. They're a propaganda machine for the communists and the Marxists. But what's not bugging me is I saw them painting over the mural of Kamala out in San Francisco, and they were painting her over with in doo-doo brown.
Sorry. You made me choke. Oh, good stuff. Let's go to good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, to follow up with Nostradamus, I have to agree. I watch the Sunday shows, and it's just the turn that they've made. You know, last week, Trump was Hitler. He was a threat to democracy. Now they are saying democracy works. So which is it? I mean, they've lied about Joe Biden. They lied about the 81 million votes. They've lied about literally everything. I remember at the beginning of the 4 years, white supremacists, Trump supporters, Christians, homeschoolers, we're all going to end democracy. Now it's not. So these people are lost their credibility, and they just need to go away.
Yep. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Well, first of all the members, everybody who served, a shout out. But there is one group. On Friday, CNN, at the lead, was talking about the generals holding informal discussions about what to do if Trump breaks the law. That really scares me because, boy, that's one step away from what you might call a coup. Thanks, guys.
That is very close. Very close to that. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Dan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning. June 9th, 2022, Rick Scott signed gun control legislation, which included the red flag law, which is basically guilty until proven innocent. So I'm not a fan. I don't think he should get the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, it seems like there is a fairly concerted effort along that particular line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that, not to say it's not large, but is that the only thing? And are there candidates that definitely we could trust to not go down that path? Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Great show, guys. What's troubling me is the FEMA employees that's skipping Trump household. I think their pension should be taken away. They should be fired and their pension, all these government bureaucrats with their pensions, it needs to start be hurting them where it's in their pocket, like everything hurts us.
Yeah, really. I totally agree with that. Gail, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is people get on the air and they say we need immigrants because they have babies and we aren't producing that many babies. We are producing the babies. The women just kill their babies.
Yeah, well, but I mean, overall, the birth rate is down for that and other various reasons. Yeah, for sure. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I don't know if you remember Dean Phillips. He was the congressman who ran against Biden in the primaries, and they kept him off all the ballots. But he was on with Shannon Bream this week talking about how not just the Democrat Party, but both parties need to really take a look at themselves here, because both parties are the same. I guess he missed this election and how many counties and districts moved to the right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are stories to tell over and over again in every part of the country when you start to extrapolate the numbers. It paints a terrible picture for the Democrats, and you know what? Deservedly so. Thanks so much for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, good charitable event, 8:05. We'll have Chief Ed Book, Chief Police of the Santa Fe College Law Enforcement there. He's going to join us. That'll be at about 8:05. All right. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
What does Veterans Day mean to me?
A day for me to reflect on what others have sacrificed.
It's a time to celebrate our freedom because of the veterans.
Freedom isn't free.
There are some people in this country who take extraordinary steps to provide freedom and security.
This Veterans Day.
Sacrifice, love for their country, just unselfishness.
The Sky says thank you.
Be grateful for their service.
They're the people who fought for us.
We need to honor them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. Yep, it is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Trump getting ready to make some big picks. He's got his chief of staff, first female ever, you know that. Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo on the no-go list.
Ooh, the naughty list, huh?
Well, wow. Well. If that's what you wanted for Christmas, then yes, on the naughty list. Gators, they wasn't that they were naughty. They just ran into Texas, pretty good football team. So Gators came up short, 49-17. Orton Purdy, Miami upset, lost to Georgia Tech, 28-23. Georgia upset, lost to Ole Miss, 28-10. There's going to be some reshuffling there. NFL, Jacks lose to Minnesota, 12-7. If you want to win in the NFL, 7 points usually is not going to cut it. Just there's my expert opinion. Free consulting.
Oh, wow.
The Bucks heartbreaker to San Francisco. Lost in the closing seconds, 23-20. I screamed as loud as I could at the TV for what the Bucks to do, but they screwed it up anyway. And the Lions, though, beat the Texans, and that was in the last second, 26-23. Lions are now, what, 8-1? Roar, brother. Roar. All right, so we've got all that going on. And
yes,
Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk, he's endorsing Florida Senator Rick Scott to be the next Senate Majority Leader. Days after Republicans secured a majority in the Senate, Rick Scott for Senate Majority Leader, Musk wrote on X, responding to a post from Scott, saying that he would do whatever it takes to get President-elect Donald Trump's nominations through as quickly as possible. Scott's post came in response to Trump writing that any Republican senator who was seeking to be the Senate Majority Leader must agree to recess appointments, noting that without it, they would not be able to get people confirmed in a timely manner. And that's precisely what happened the last go around. The Democrats, really, they dragged their feet and they couldn't get a lot of stuff done in a timely manner. Trump wants to hit the ground running. There's no doubt about it. He wants to have his people around him so that they can go and start the heavy lifting and the hard work. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. He said sometimes the votes can actually take 2 years or more. Trump wrote this. This is what they did 4 years ago. We can't let that happen again. We need positions filled immediately. Additionally, no judges should be approved during this period of time because the Democrats are looking to ram through their judges as the Republicans fight over leadership. So you've got senators like Senator John Cornyn, the Republican out of Texas, Senator John Thune from South Dakota, and, of course, Rick Scott. They've been floated as potential candidates for the next Senate Majority Leader. I'm not sure if it's really a concerted type effort, but already I get a feel for these things right away. It's not my first rodeo. And there's a concerted effort here that this red flags law that they helped to pass, and Scott was part of as governor, after the Stoneman Douglas, mass shooting, murdering.
Yeah.
And they did a couple of things that were wrong. I mean, first of all, you can never take an emotional reaction and then, codify it into law. You want to take emotions out of it. And what they did, well, we have to do something, was kind of the attitude. We have to do something. Something that will change the future so that this kind of thing won't happen again? No, not necessarily. Just we have to do something. So let's take away the right for 18 to 21-year-olds to purchase long guns.
Hmm.
The law-abiding ones suffer. No big deal,
right?
Did
that solve anything in our country?
Of course not.
Our state, rather? No.
Absolutely not. And then the red flag laws, which, again, I have to say, their idea, in theory, is a good idea. And let me explain why. Do you want somebody who mentally is very unstable and has a very good chance of being violent and has plenty of access to a lot of firearms? Now, the logical answer is no, you don't want somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem then comes into, okay, where do you draw that line? What's somebody who's a little depressed, feeling under the weather, said something stupid, but it was a one-time thing, wish they could take it back, versus somebody who has, a history, or clearly is having some kind of real emotional breakdown. I mean, under the guise of being careful, let's just take all their weapons away from them without due process. I mean, the whole idea in America is you have due process. You're saying that I'm crazy and all that. And I know there's some safeties in there. You have to have a judge and different things involved. But it can, unfortunately. Well, look, somebody working for FEMA said, don't go to houses with Trump signs.
Yeah.
Now, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't tell me that there is, not a judge that hates guns, for instance.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
Right.
So let's say there's not even a little issue. What if there's no issue and somebody's just got an agenda to get you?
Well,
however they can.
How are you going to protect yourself? You can't.
You can't physically. And what if they're just out to get you from a reputation standpoint?
Oh,
They call you in.
Just like the old, they're beating their kids, and,
right.
And of course they're not, but they have a couple of, they have a neighbor that hates them, and so they just torture them with that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does happen.
Sure it does.
It does happen. So,
where's that fine? I mean, there's a fine line in there somewhere, but, wow.
Well, we're going to reach out to Senator Scott, and he's been very gracious about coming on the air, and we enjoy having him on the air, and I'm going to allow him to explain, his take on that, why he supported it, if he would support any sort of amending of it, and we'll get him on the record on that. And I'll have to do a little homework and find out, for instance, like John Thune or John Cornyn, I mean, what is their, what is their background, and what have they maybe supported in the past? But, yeah, I'm seeing like
a pattern.
A pattern here of people that are going to call in and go, when you cite the day that he signed the legislation, I know that's not like on the top of your mind. This is a call to action that you've got from somebody. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing, but I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is. And the bottom line is we want the truth. Mm-hmm. We want what's best for America, and we are huge advocates of the Second Amendment, and we'll continue to be so. But I'm going to give the senator a chance to defend himself on that particular issue. But Elon Musk likes him.
Hmm.
Yeah, he is all in on Senator Rick Scott. Senator Joe Manchin acknowledged Republican Senator-elect Dave McCormick's victory over incumbent Senator Bob Casey, who was the Democrat, and that undercuts the Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer and Casey, who continue to deny the election results. The Associated Press called the race for McCormick. And by the way, that was one of those races that is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Now, you said denied an election. Would that make someone an election denier? I thought we weren't allowed to do that.
Well, by the very nature of it, continue to deny the election results. Deny the election denier.
I thought that was like wrong or like illegal or just you're just terrible person if you denied an election,
sure,
according to the left.
I'm sure Chuck Schumer never spoke out in that way.
Yeah. Right.
McCormick apparently, as they're still tabulating, leads by almost 40,000 votes.
Wow.
But Manchin was the first one, member of Schumer's Democrat caucus, to acknowledge the inevitable. And while we are losing a good person and colleague in Senator Bob Casey, I believe that the Senate will be gaining another good person in Senator-elect Dave McCormick. Manchin tweeted that Sunday. Oh, you know that had to rub Schumer the wrong way. The headline says Manchin kneecaps Schumer. Like that.
If anybody deserves it, you know, just saying.
The pollster Frank Luntz, interesting piece that I'm going to share with you that he penned. That's coming up. All right. It is 7:45. Veterans, thank you for your service on this Veterans Day. 97.3 The Sky. You know, Frank Luntz is right. Big pollster. He's been around. Good morning and welcome. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. But most importantly, it is Veterans Day. Thank you. Thank you. A great thank you to all our veterans. Please, if you ever get an opportunity to thank a veteran, it doesn't just have to be today. But today is a great day to do it. Republican pollster Frank Luntz on ABC's This Week with Jonathan Carl. And Jonathan Carl said, hey, bottom line, what was the factor with these people that were undecided and then broke against Kamala? Luntz said they did not like either candidate. That was clear. They thought that Trump was offensive and abusive in his language and polarizing. But in the end, she didn't answer the question that they wanted to know. What are you going to do in the first hour, in the first day, in the first week, the first month, and so on? They felt they had a right to hear this. And if she wouldn't tell them that, then they couldn't give her their vote. And other voters, not just the young voters, felt that she never came clean with what she wanted to do. The fact she changed her positions in some issues and she never really explained it. So there was that. And then Jonathan Carl said, did she talk too much about Trump? Luntz said, it was too much defining what Trump was. We all know what Trump is. We experienced him for 4 years. Whoever told her to focus on him committed political malpractice.
Wow, that's bold.
Yeah, because in the end, you cannot change someone's point of view on him. It really was all about her. Yeah, attacking him, like, you've already got the people who don't like him.
Right.
Okay, that's all you have to offer. Yeah, the undecideds needed more. The young people needed more. And I think really the final kind of linchpin, if you will, if I had to really put my finger on it, I'd have to give a lot of credit to the fact that Donald Trump not just went on Joe Rogan's podcast, but he did what? What did he do? Three hours. And Kamala just didn't have the courage to do that. When Joe Rogan is not a left or right political animal, he is a truth seeker for sure, and he goes outside the bounds of you know what's okay or what's mainstream. He goes outside of that, which is what a lot of people want, including a lot of young people, because young people do have all these various interests and stuff, and he brings on interesting people and he talks about interesting stuff. And for a lot of people, this may have been their first long-term exposure to Trump.
Right.
It was.
Yeah.
For hours. And they listened and they said, doesn't sound like like a Hitler guy that they're talking about, fascist.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, he seems like he knows his facts. He sounds very professional. He lists some of his accomplishments. I feel like he has a very optimistic tone. And then opposed to Kamala, we get no information, no substance whatsoever. And then she really tried to separate herself from Biden, but at the same time said things like, if there's anything you could change, Kamala, while you're with Joe Biden, I can't, nothing comes to mind. You want to separate yourself from him,
wow. And
then you do that. Mm-hmm. Then you had really strongly asserted that you were going to ban fracking. And then she turned around and not only didn't want to ban fracking, she acted like she was the energy czar in Pennsylvania. Wow. That definitely cost her that state, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that, if you had to really push it down to one thing. And here's the other thing. Will anybody have learned any lesson from all of this? Those of us on the right, political right, we learned a lot. We were more than right about every single thing about the lefty media, the lefty lies that were being told by both politicians and the media, and their credibility is absolutely tanked. And you know what? I had an optimistic thought that they were going to kind of change, that they were going to shift a little bit. And even if a lot of it was for appearance's sake, maybe they would still see some light. Now, Jeff Bezos said it all in words and didn't give an endorsement to Kamala Harris and said, moving forward, we won't be doing that with presidents. And he said he had concerns about the old school media, whatever he called it, the legacy media, whatever. Right. But mm-hmm. He owns the Washington Post. So here's a guy Bezos might politically consider himself, maybe very left of center, but he's also a business person.
Right.
And when you see, it's hard to sell a newspaper these days. Yeah. And the credibility when people are polled. It's like, no, I don't get my news there. No, they don't have any credibility for me. Then if you don't see the writing on the wall and adjust, you're not a good business person. And if there's anything he knows something about is, building businesses. A pretty smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Will the rest catch on? Will you see any changes at NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN? They have seen terrible, especially CNN and MSNBC.
Oh,
CNN is like, I think MSNBC is actually higher than them now.
Who would have dreamed?
Talked about an organization that started out and had just a huge basket full of credibility, and the world was theirs, and mm-hmm. the possibilities were endless. And through the years, they started taking that turn further and further and further left. And you think that Americans are going right with them, but not all of them.
No.
And not nearly enough, apparently, to win an election.
That CNN center there in Atlanta was amazing. I mean, again, in their biggest peak of their shiniest moment, I mean, they're on everywhere in the world. You go to an airport, you go to Europe, CNN's everywhere. But, man, they are just not what they used to be.
I mean, you're going to take the ideology and philosophies of people going to cocktail parties in Manhattan mm-hmm. and San Francisco, and that is going to be your political ideology when you have, the loudspeaker of a CNN.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why you failed.
Uh-huh.
You're too ensconced in your own little lefty world.
Yeah.
That's not the real world. And again, one of the other bottom lines was, you can tell us all about these scary things, but when gas was up $4 or $5 a gallon and it was hard to put food on the table, that's a real scary thing for Americans. That's not it could be the boogeyman coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the boogeyman waiting for you there with the gas pump.
Oh, yeah.
Come and get it. Same thing at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be denied. So we've seen a true shift. The Republican Party looking out for the working man and the left being the elitist people on the lunatic fringe.
Yep.
Of the planet.
Maybe not even fringe anymore. Maybe just lunatic.
Yeah, but I like fringe.
Well, looks
like a Buffalo Bill jacket.
A leather jacket. It looks great, but that's, okay. That's different. Yeah. So.
Hey, we've got a special guest that's coming in the studio. Going to tell us about some good stuff, charities and such. Law enforcement man, police chief for Santa Fe College, Ed Book, will be on the air with us in just a couple of minutes. So stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.